Hey, Pud. You ain't eaten a canary or anything, have you? Well, you haven't, huh? Well, what are you looking so happy about, then? Hey, old fur and purr. If you knew that the team of Laverne and Valentine were soon going to be so broke they had to keep their hands in their pockets every time they passed a blind beggar on the street, you wouldn't look so contented. Honey, it won't be long before you'll meet, if any. You're going to be carved off the wolf at the door. No, you're getting old, Pun. You're repeating yourself. That's what you said a minute ago. I see. You're wondering where your old lady is, huh? Well, I'll tell you. She's down trying to talk Gallagher into letting us have more than 2 days' leeway on the contract. You know what Gallagher's going to say, huh? No, he's going to say no. It's the easiest word that guy Gallagher says. When he says his prayers instead of saying amen, what do you suppose he says, huh? No, he says no. No! No! Now listen, you. If you don't stop arguing with me, I'm going to take you by that squirmy tail of yours and sling you out the window. And you're probably so mean you'd have a litter of kittens on the way down so you'd have something soft to fall on. Now, don't look hurt, see, because you ain't worth a thing. If you were efficient, you'd learn how to lay eggs or do something useful. But loafing around the house all day, laying nothing but down. It was a cough. What'd you think it was? Well, it ain't, see. It's easy to have meows as it was coughs. Start growing fur right now and start drinking cream instead of coffee out of my saucer.
Ralph, how are you? How are you, darling?
All right.
Have you been since I was gone?
Oh, me and Pun have just been talking matters over. You decided you can't make ketchup without busting tomato. Yeah. What else was it we decided, Pun? Oh, yeah. You look like something that poets dream about in that blue dress.
Well, I think you're both crazy, but thank you both.
Okay.
Is there anything I can get you? Was I gone awful long?
Yeah, tear yourself off a couple of no's and consider yourself answered. Well?
Well, what?
What did Gallagher, the tiger hearted, say?
Oh, he said he hoped you felt better and everything. Mm. Did you cough much while I was gone?
No. Go on, sing your sad song. Let's get it over with.
What sad song?
Oh, quit beating around the potted plant, will you? Say the bad news in a few well-chosen words.
Oh, I'll tell you later.
Now listen, sister. I ain't no violet or anything, see? I can take the count without having it counted out in fractions. He said no, huh?
Well, I suppose you might as well know now as ever. Yep. We got the gate, hinges and all. Our names go out of the light tonight. Mm. Our contract means about as much as an oration by a tongue-tied Hindu to a deaf and dumb Chinese audience. Mm. We're through. Laverne and Valentine are on the pavement. The cold, hard, concrete pavement. Well, you asked for it on a chin. There it is. Tough, ain't it?
Well, baby, we made big time anyway. Even if we only made it long enough to get thrown out of it. Yeah, it's tough, all right. Ah, shucks, darling. Lots of things are tough. Rubber heels, taxi drivers, your mother's pie crusts. Lots of things.
Oh, you're darling, Val. Gee, you're the best sport in the world. Big time meant more to you than anything else except me. What was your ambition? It didn't mean so much to me. It was only because you wanted it that mattered. Oh, no fooling, honey. You're regular. You're a trooper. When you sit there and kid about being thrown out of big time like it was a joke or something, it breaks my heart.
Cut it out, will you? Get your mascara all smeared. Don't cry, you ninny. Well, listen, we're going to be back in big time as soon as I get out of this bed. Don't cry, baby. I don't mind getting our walking papers, but, oh, gee, oh, I hate to see you bawl. Makes your nose red. Somebody's liable to punch it in case of fire. It's about the size of an emergency button anyway. Come on now. Blink away the dew off them two big eyes of yours, huh? Sure, if everybody cried when they had a little tough luck, Wall Street would look like the Grand Canal at Venice.
I'm not crying. Honest, I ain't.
Oh, you ain't?
Uh-uh. The goldfish just flew in my eye.
Oh, it did?
Yes, sir.
Well, open wide and let's see. Maybe I can get it out, huh?
See it?
My. Do you know what that was that flew in your eye?
What, an electric eel?
Mm-mm. A bluebird. You know what that is?
Good luck.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we better leave it in, huh?
Sure. It matches your eyes anyway. Blue always had been my lucky color ever since the day I looked into those two marbles of yours. Mm-hmm.
Kiss me, Smarty.
No, kiss Pun instead. He ain't got a cold.
I don't want to kiss Pun. I want to kiss you.
Tough luck, old boy. I tried to fix it up for you, but it didn't work.
Go ahead, kiss me.
Well, I can't, Ellis. I got a cold.
Oh, please. I'll go in and gargle right afterwards.
Oh, all right, then. What's the use of having a cat?
See here, my family are good, solid people.
Yeah, frozen assets.
Well, they're a lot better stocked than your family.
That's right. Your mother's a moose, your father's an ass, and your brother's an elk, and you, you're a deer.
I wish you hadn't said that last, because if you hadn't, I could have been mad at you. I'm going to finish this letter. Now, Alice, I'm going to do something that isn't easy to do. Ask for money.
Yeah? The only thing she does easier than that's breathe. Ask for money. This time they get fooled, we ain't got any. Even if I was so rich, I had to hire 10 guys to help me live beyond my means. I wouldn't send that dame a hole in my pocket that a dime slipped through. No, I asked the old man one time if he wanted something for nothing, and what do you think he said? He says, make me an offer.
Oh, Pa just has a hard time making ends meet.
Well, one of these ends meets a chair easier than anything I ever saw. A smart guy like him ought to be able to make lots of dough. He can tell you about what anything. Only time you get a chance to get a word in edgewise when you're talking to that old coot. When he pauses to take another drink. See, if that guy was as smart as he thinks he is, he could straighten out Einstein's problems, he could be justice of the Supreme Court, he could give George Cohen ideas and work in that store on the side.
What have you got against Paul?
Well, plenty. In the first place, he's stronger than I am, and he's much smarter. Ask him. Go on. And your mother...
Oh, you've got mother all wrong.
Well, don't blame that on me. She was that way before I ever met her.
No, what I mean is that underneath...
That false face that beats a heart that is true blue. Yeah. So's ink. There ain't no milk of human kindness in that either.
Oh, I know how it sounds when you're in bed and we're on the pavement and everything, but they think we're in the money. They don't know.
It don't make any difference to those guys. They take your last dime and then kick because it was only a dime. Oh, fooling, baby, it makes me sore.
I know it does, but don't be mean to me because of it.
Honey, I didn't mean to be mean to you. Gee, I ain't blaming you. You didn't pick them. You know I ain't sore at you, don't you?
Uh-huh. You know, darling, sometimes I'm so ashamed of myself for inflicting my family on you.
Hey, what are you doing? Making confetti out of it? What for? We ain't going to have no party.
Oh, what's the use of reading the rest of it? All they ever say is gimme or moan. Suppose I ought to answer it, though.
Well, I could do that in 3 words. And they wouldn't be I love you, either.
Well, let's forget about it.
It's a pleasure.
Say, tomorrow when you get up, we'd better start out looking for an engagement.
Now listen, don't let that worry you, kid. Anytime Laverne and Valentine can't walk into a booking agency and...
And walk right out again.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Now, we're big timers now. Don't you forget that.
No, I won't, but the producers will.
You got a case of glooms, that's all. My baby, we're sure that Glenn is a parachute jumper.
Yeah, and just about as uncertain where.
Oh, turn off the moan, will you? Where's all the old confidence? Don't you know who you are?
I ought to. I've been around myself for some time. Say, who do you think I am? Cleopatra or something?
You're the dame that panicked big time, see? And don't forget that when you're talking to those booking agents.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Sir.
You forgot the salute.
Sorry.
All right.
You know something else we got to do tomorrow, Val?
Yeah. Wake up. Be sure and remind me, will you?
No. We got to move back to the boarding house.
Yeah, I guess we do. Mrs. Kelly's the only landlady in New York that'll take us in on credit. It'll be kind of tough on you, ain't it, baby? For having this apartment and everything. John, I'm sorry, honey.
Oh, don't be silly. I'm glad we're going back to the old room, honest. I'm so lonesome for them seals and everything. Besides, Pa ought to have some companions, and seals are swell playmates for cats. Reed doesn't make a good playmate for him. He wants to make an inmate out of her. I guess she chirps too much. Besides, I miss Xander the Great coming in to play pinochle. Honest, honey, I don't mind going back to the boarding house. That's where we belong, anyway.
What do you mean, that's where we belong? Now, listen. In 2 weeks, we'll be back in this apartment. You'd think we were out of big time forever or something to hear you talk.
Oh, listen, Val. It ain't that I don't think our act is good and all that, but... Gee, you know how it is. You get all pepped up about things, and then when they don't happen like you expect, then you get so down in the mouth that you could use it to play croquet.
God, that's the only way to be, darling. If you want anything bad enough, you get it. Ain't I married to you?
Yes, indeed.
Didn't we make big time?
We did.
Ain't we gonna make big time again? Now say yes.
Yes.
Gee, I knew I'd get you to agree with me.
You're so forceful, Val.
Now listen, honey. Tomorrow I'm getting up. We move back to the menagerie, and then you and I are going to rehearse a little. We're going to go out, and we're going to get ourselves a good spot. We'll save a little dough, and we'll pay all our bills, and we'll move right back here. My kid, in a month from now, we'll be in this apartment house again. And remember this. Within a week, we'll have another contract. Within 10 days...
That's enough. You've made enough predictions for today.
Oh, you don't think they'll come true, huh?
Well, I don't know. Big time came true and then fell through. But I suppose anything will come true if you say so.
You're right. And I say that Laverne and Valentine are going to walk into big time right away.
Gosh, I hope so.
Listen, we're a cinch.